Ultrasound multiple choice questions. Here are five multiple choice questions on ultrasound with explanations. 1. Which of the following is not a benefit of ultrasound imaging? A. Real-time imaging. B. Non-invasive procedure. C. Provides detailed images of bone structures. D. Safe for use during pregnancy. Explanation. Correct answer. C. Provides detailed images of bone structures. While ultrasound excels in visualizing soft tissues and fluids, it struggles to penetrate bone effectively. X-rays are the preferred modality for imaging bones. Choices A, B, and D are all advantages of ultrasound. It offers real-time visualization, avoids radiation exposure, and is considered safe for use in pregnant women. 2. Higher frequency ultrasound waves provide A. Deeper image penetration. B. Lower image resolution. C. Improved Doppler flow assessment. D. All of the above explanation. Correct answer. B. Lower image resolution. Higher frequency waves have shorter wavelengths and are better at capturing finer details. However, they are also attenuated, weakened more readily by tissues, limiting their ability to penetrate deep structures. Choice A is incorrect. Lower frequency waves penetrate deeper but offer less resolution. Choice C is partially true. Higher frequencies can be useful for Doppler studies of blood flow in superficial structures due to their sensitivity. Choice D is incorrect because higher frequencies have limitations as explained above. 3. During a transabdominal ultrasound examination for pregnancy, the sonographer identifies a fluid-filled sac in the uterus. What is the earliest gestational age at which a fetal heartbeat can typically be visualized? A. 4 weeks. B. 6 weeks. C. 8 weeks. D. 10 weeks. Explanation. Correct answer. B. 6 weeks. A fetal heartbeat can be detected with transvaginal ultrasound as early as 5-6 weeks of gestation. With transabdominal ultrasound, visualization of the heartbeat typically occurs by 6-7 weeks. Choices A, C, and D are less likely. While there can be some variation, a heartbeat is usually detectable by 6-7 weeks. 4. Doppler ultrasound allows for the evaluation of A, organ size and shape, B, tissue characteristics, C, blood flow, velocity, and direction. Explanation. Correct answer. C, blood flow, velocity, and direction. Doppler ultrasound utilizes the Doppler effect to assess the movement of blood cells within vessels. It provides valuable information about blood flow, velocity, and direction, aiding in the diagnosis of various conditions. Choices A and B are assessed using the grayscale image produced by traditional ultrasound. 5. A pregnant woman undergoes an ultrasound scan at 20 weeks gestation. The sonographer identifies an echogenic focus, bright spot, in the baby's heart. What is the most likely explanation for this finding? A. A congenital heart defect. B. Normal fetal heart development. C. Improper positioning of the fetus. D. Maternal dietary habits. Explanation. Correct answer. Possibly. A. A congenital heart defect. Echogenic foci in the fetal heart can be a sign of a congenital heart defect, although not always. Further evaluation may be needed to determine the significance of the finding. Choices B, C, and D are less likely. While fetal position can affect some ultrasound views, it wouldn't typically cause an echogenic focus. Maternal diet is unlikely to directly impact fetal heart development in this way. Good job today. Keep studying and practice, practice, practice.